Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's the beginning of the cold season here in the Northern Hemisphere, and most likely at some point during this time of the year, you'll take a decongestant of some sort, and you probably have the same experience that I do. It just doesn't work. No matter how much of it you take, it just doesn't do anything. And it turns out that at least if you believe this this study done by a competing drug company that has a different product that is it's made from pseudoephedrine, which is more difficult to get now in the United States. You have to go to the pharmacy counter to get it because people turn it into meth, which is not necessarily something that we all want. So that's, for our own safety, we have to now go to the pharmacy counter if we want to get a decongestant that works. So in meanwhile, we just have these placebos on the counter that, apparently the science that was used to approve phenylephrine, I think is how you say it, which is in many common decongestants in the United States. Well, it turns out that the evidence that it works was pretty circumstantial, it wasn't really strong scientific evidence, I guess, and it just doesn't work for most people. So even though yes, a competing drug company came up with it, whatever. I mean, it does at least go with my experience, and the only thing that works is Afrin for me, getting my nose unplugged. But that has all kinds of side effects if you use it for too long. So I only use it when I go to sleep sometimes, and only when my nose is really, really stuffed. That and regular old Benadryl seem to do quite all right for me as far as keeping all of that stuff in check. So, decongestants don't work. That's the basic message, I guess. You'll have to go for the stuff behind the counter, or not buy the stuff that's got phenylephrine, which seems to be the stuff that's not so great. So go read the labels, and you can also go read this article in Ars Technica that talks about all of this fun stuff. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.